The news we get out of Mexico is consistently distressing. Over the past 4 years, as the drug war has raged, the northern border with the U.S. has become one of the most violent parts of the country. So it's surprising to discover that during this drug war, the region has seen an economic boom. The duty-free assembly plants known as maquiladoras are rapidly adding jobs. As NPR's Jason Beaubien reports, exports to the United States are reaching record levels.
Just across from El Paso, Texas, Juarez is the murder capital of Mexico and one of the most violent cities in the world. More than 3,000 people were killed in drug-related violence in Juarez last year. Extortion, carjacking, and kidnapping are rampant. This might not seem like an ideal business environment, but foreign companies are investing heavily in Juarez and other violence-plagued cities along the border. At a huge 180,000-square-foot factory near the Juarez airport, plastic is being molded into mannequins. A worker opens the metal mold with a power wrench. Alan Russell is the president of Tecma, which runs this maquiladora.
Mannequins are made in every color. Some are translucent. You'll see red ones, black ones, white ones.
Some of the maquiladoras produce a specific product for a specific company. In this plant, Tecma runs 7 different operations for 7 different U.S. companies. One area is making customized dashboard covers. Another is producing electronic components for modems. And then they also do what Russell calls reverse logistics, refurbishing used products.
Let's say a credit card reading machine in Walmart is 2 years old, or it has become inoperative. It comes here, it's cleaned, it's inspected, new ribbons, new software update, and then it's put back into the market.
El Paso-based Tecma runs 17 plants across Juarez. This border city with a population of just over 1 million people was hard hit by the recent recession. Between 2008 and 2009, Juarez lost nearly 85,000 jobs. But the city is rapidly bouncing back, and local officials expect that by the end of this year, employment levels will have returned to their 2007 peak. Even with a smaller workforce, exports last year reached an all-time high. The value of trade between Juarez and El Paso jumped a stunning 47% from 2009 to 2010. And similar gains are being reported in other border cities, such as Matamoros, Reynosa, and Nuevo Laredo. Russell says the Mexican border has a huge logistical advantage over China or other industrial hubs in Asia.
We have another operation that ships the same day that the orders are received. They're produced that day, and by 3 o'clock, the truck door shuts. The product is crossed and put on either Federal Express or UPS and shipped the exact same day.
But one issue about Juarez that Russell always has to address with potential clients is security.
We have to talk about it. It's the elephant in the room.
Thousands of Mexican soldiers and federal police race back and forth across Juarez in convoys. The nervous troops are dressed in full battle gear and clutching assault rifles. Yet Russell and other business leaders say the violence from the drug war, for the most part, hasn't affected the maquilas.
To date, we've not had those kinds of problems, as you would think that could happen in an environment like this, but it just hasn't happened.
If the foreign companies working in Juarez have been immune from the recent crime wave, local businesses have not. The local newspaper El Norte estimates that 90% of small businesses in Juarez are forced to pay local gangs for protection. The head of the local restaurant association pegs the extortion rate at 60 to 70%. Maria Soldad Minas, the head of economic development and promotion for Juarez, says extortion is dampening the economic recovery of the city.
There's a lot of small business that they are right now. If they want to work, they have to pay. So, yes, it's a big issue for the small businesses, more than the big ones.
Minas, however, says she's confident that Juarez will overcome its current crime problems soon. And she says businesses are very interested in moving into the area. For instance, a new slaughterhouse is being built in a free trade zone on the western edge of Juarez. Minas says the plant will be able to slaughter and process animals at a significantly lower cost than in the United States.
We can take advantage as a maquiladora, bring temporary the cows, pack it, freezing, and send it back.
Minas says many companies currently operating in the U.S. could operate far cheaper in Juarez. Wages in the maquilas start at about $10 a day. Once products are moved back into El Paso, they can be shipped quickly by truck, rail, or plane throughout the U.S. and Canada. Two separate realities are unfolding in Juarez. The city's murder rate rivals that of a war zone, yet its factories are exporting products at a record level. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.